Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're here, of course, for the Paintball Ruined My Life live experience. And I do that intro live? I'm a little out of breath. I can't. I was like, I should record audio every time, but then I gotta change it every time. So we're just gonna do it live. But you know, as always, this live stream is presented and brought to you by the best paintball store on the planet, BFPgear.com. And, you know, BFP Gear just got some brand new paintball masks. You know, you've probably seen these. We'll actually talk about them more later and then come back over to the BFP Gear website. But, you know, they just got brand new Dye i3 Pro goggles in all the colors, except for, you know, black is already sold out. I do like this red one, though. You can get them at BFP Gear. Everything over $29 ships for free. You know, maybe you have an old gun. You could go trade it in and get something new. Maybe you want to get a new CS3 Pro, maybe a Lux Air. BFP Gear, make sure to use the links in the description. They'll take you right over to BFP Gear and right over to that i3 Pro that I have linked below. BFP Gear. .com. The only place I have bought paintball stuff, I don't know, at least 10 years. BFPgear.com. Gentlemen, who is in here? Mark Switch. Josh, hello. Mark again. Sasha, maybe. Chris. Someone. There's too many letters. Gentlemen, I don't know. Hopefully everybody's good this fine Monday evening. As you can tell, we're going to talk about Glow Ball. I played Glow Ball Saturday evening. I got a little bit of video with a little bit of gameplay mixed in there. And then like some pictures, and I'll just talk about my overall thoughts and stuff. We'll talk about the i3 Pro for a little bit. I was watching Play the Game podcast literally 10 minutes ago, and Marcelo dropped an interesting little tidbit of maybe Huntington Beach coming back? We'll talk about that. I don't know much more than that. We're going to talk about the Combine for a minute. And then, like, I got a bunch of these old cool magazines that I kind of want to look at. And we'll check out some Faceful stuff. And then, I don't know, we'll just wing it and see where we go from there. But without further ado, make sure you like the live stream. I see Mark is already in there recruiting everybody to hit the like button. You can also see I got shot in the hand. We'll talk about that. Look how swollen my hand is. Actually still swollen. We'll talk about that. But yeah, we'll kick this off, I guess, with Glow Ball. I feel like I'm yelling too. My phone's in my pouch. Let me get rid of that. Glow Ball. So we'll let this go. I'll just talk about Glow Ball for a sec, then I'll switch over to my... Where's Nacho? Where's Nacho? Though I don't know Nacho's name. All I see is Nacho. Okay. Glow Ball. So, yeah, Saturday night at Capital Edge Paintball Park was... I was going to say the inaugural... Oh, there's Nacho. Nacho. The inaugural HK Army Glow Ball event at Capital Edge. I mean, it's hard to say inaugurable. It's hard to say inaugural because, you know, they've had a handful of them before, but this is the first time up in Northern California, at least. It was $75, went from 5 really to 10, but people probably kind of, now people were still there at about 10, maybe like 9:30 people started leaving. Game started, yeah, probably 5. I got there at about 4. And yeah, played Glow Ball. And it was a little bit different. I guess we can kind of go over my video. So this is, I'll actually have my headphones on. I'll turn the audio up a little bit on this. And I'll talk over this a little bit too. I can't hear it though.
There's just so many people here. Oh, damn, airball.
Oh, it's sick.
So you can kind of see, this is Capitol Edge's, like, kind of, we're walking through, like, the, like, staging kind of wreck area. And look how much lights, they got good lights out there. It's the first time I ever noticed all the lights, too.
I'm just going to film walking around.
Probably get a takedown notice for this, but you can see the hyperball field on the left-hand side where there's lights at, and then to our right-hand side, you can see that other cluster of lights here in a minute on the airball field. Just like Chris said. But yeah, you can for sure see the lights. They're just a little bit different. We're used to probably seeing maybe what it's like at Paintball Fit or ASG. There's Davis Paintball here. They have those, like, you know, light strips that are all the way across the field. They kind of like run horizontal to the field. So there's like 40 strips of light going down every, like, you know, 5 or 10 yards. Whereas these, there's just huge black light kind of floodlights on the side of the field.
And this is a trip. This is a...
It is weird. It's totally dark. You know, it's a fucking paintball field, so the ground's all wacky and it's just dark.
Gee. I'm gonna go to the net. Oh god, damn it.
Fucking falling on stuff.
Ground's not level.
There's definitely some better shots coming up.
I think you can see out there. I don't know. Definitely looks like the sun, like the sky looks way brighter on camera.
Yeah, this was probably only like, I mean, well, you see the sunset's probably like 5:15 or something like that. This is probably only like 5:45. And the sun was not completely down, and it looks way brighter on the camera, like through my phone, than it actually did in person.
Okay, this is Josh and Eric. Be careful, though.
Let's go.
For some reason, you're going to think the ground is level. It's really not.
Top water.
I've been tripping the whole time I've been out here. Damn, it stinks.
Woo. Yeah, don't you just miss that smell? Oh,
good God.
That's the kind of thing, like you said, being a
people. Yeah, it doesn't look like, you know, there's as many people in this video as there actually were.
10 people lined up at Stargate, people waiting on the sideline.
But there were a lot of people.
He's got neon vests.
I go out on the field right here. Let's fast forward a little bit. I put my phone down and I edit it out. But again, like I said, it's not even really completely dark yet. Look at that hit on that. Whoever got shot in the mask, though. Bam! You can see that. Bam! This is only a couple, like, 20 seconds longer, and then I'll skip to something else, and I'll talk more. Yeah, I was just saying right there, it definitely looks a little better on camera. Obviously, these cameras, you know, and, like, phones or whatever, we can adjust the brightness and stuff just to, like, look better, right? You know, it's just, you can adjust that brightness, so it just kind of looks a little brighter. But that's kind of what it looks like, right? I mean, let's go. Let's look at my gameplay. So I only really played a few games, and this is on the airball field. And I actually changed a lot of, like, the brightness and stuff with this as well to make it more visible. But I think you can kind of actually see part of my problem with Glowball in these slide little parts as well. I'm going to turn that audio up just a smidge. We can watch this gameplay real quick and then I'll begin talking more.
Stand here for a second.
Okay.
man.
I was trying to, like, block out the, like, black light right there. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm, like, acting like it's the sun.
Off the break.
But I even remember doing that. I was like,
okay. Man.
Just, like, so weird. I'll talk about it. Let's just start shooting. So also right here, we can't really see the paint in the air that good. I mean, you can kind of see mine. But in real life, I could also see Eric's that was right below me. So I could see, you can see the paint way better in real life. We should also say, you know, these GoPros are really old. So these aren't like brand new, like state-of-the-art GoPros either.
Okay. Literally can't, I don't know where anyone's at.
But to me, this is kind of what it looked like. I mean, I couldn't really like,
I can't see anyone or anything.
See much more than that right there. I mean, at some point...
Snake 4?
Yeah, I'm like, Snake 4's hot already. But, yeah.
Man, this is not how I play paintball.
It's not.
Like,
I so want, like, my style of paintball is so, like, sneak around and, like, try to look for guys and, like, try to be sneaky in a way. And it's just difficult with this because one of the problems is like, you know, if I'm right here in this bunker and I want to, say, run to whatever, any bunker over on the other side, like the Doritos over there. The issue is that, like, I'm wearing this neon. So, like, soon as I come out of the bunker, it's so obvious where I'm at that it makes it difficult to move. And since it is kind of hard to see people, it's also difficult to, like, know where they're at. Like, is there a guy just looking at me right now? Like, I honestly don't know. It was very difficult to see people. And I think one of the reasons, there's probably, I would say, at least with this experience and this setup, probably like three main reasons we really had a difficult time seeing people. I actually shoot somebody right here.
I gotta stand back up. He's like wrapping the Dorito. Hey, 50 Doritos wrapping! 50 Doritos wrapping! 50 Doritos!
I was hoping someone would shoot over there. Not really. See, I knew the 50 Dorito guy was there. The Dorito was there. So I come out and start shooting at him. And you can kind of actually see him hanging out right there. Right in between the two Dorito, the glowing Doritos. Then he goes in right there. And then I shoot him coming out the left side right there. Maybe right there. I shot him at some point, but I didn't even see him. I had no idea I was shooting at him. All I could see a blinking red light. I was like, just shooting at that light. Then I got shot by a guy on our side that I had no idea was there. Glowball. I'll let these pictures play. The pictures look pretty cool. So I think there's like three main like reasons that maybe it was not the best experience for me anyway. I think that I lost my train of thought. Yes, there's three things. I think that we need more neon clothing. People need more neon clothing. I think that the lighting could probably be better. And then also we have a problem with lenses, right? The paintball lenses, I don't think are made for this. So one of the real issues is that, you know, imagine you're, you know, snap shooting. We'll like pretend like this screen right here. You know, I'm going to go over here and pretend like I'm snap shooting with the screen. So one of the problems is like you come out to shoot at guys like this, right? And everybody has like black on, black hoppers, a black, you know, mask and black whatever. So you're coming out to shoot like this and you can't see anybody. You can't see the people shooting back at you. It's only if maybe they lower them, their arms and like step out of the bunker, you can see that vest that some people had on. You know, like look at the people's legs and stuff. They just go away. You can't really see anything other than those vests. So really everyone kind of needs maybe long sleeve neon shirts. I've seen that Paintball Fit have for sure done that, but it's difficult to tell everybody to bring a specific kind of neon. These vests were provided. Maybe next time it could be $10 more and you get like a free Glowball long sleeve or something like that that is super neon and would probably work a little better so we could see people's arms and stuff when they're shooting back at you. Because there was very, very difficult to see people. And then they ran out of vests, too. There were so many people at this. Apparently, this was the biggest HK Glowball they've done. And they apparently ran out of vests. So there were people just playing in, like, normal paintball clothes. They were just, like, ghosts, you know? Like, they could just stand in the middle of the field and no one would shoot at them. Because you literally can't see them. So, yes, everyone should have more neon on. I think that probably would have solved a lot of the problem. Like Mark just said in the chat, they had 200 plus people there. So it was a really, I think, good turnout. But there's just those few problems, right? I think that the needing to wear more neon, and then potentially the lighting could be a little bit better. I've not played a Glowball at anywhere else. This is the only one I've played. So I've not played the lighting that's like strewn all the way across the fields on those like cables and stuff directly over the field. So only playing this one, it's kind of hard to say. It's hard for me to compare the two different lighting setups. I just feel like it would be a little bit better. And one of the issues too is that we're looking straight into the lighting, you know, like these are lights. It doesn't seem like, you know, it's not like a regular white style light, but it's still hard to see, you know, like I was saying earlier, I was standing at the start gate and I like put my hand over my eye. I tried to like cover the light right here and I tried to like block the light out so that I could like try and see to the other side at least a little bit, because it's still really bright. You can see all of that crazy glare in my lens, all that like bloom and all the like haziness around the lights. That's, I think, because of two things. It was a little cool outside, so maybe there's a little bit of condensation on the inside of my lens, causing the light to, you know, not look super clear. That could have also been one of the problems that was difficult for me to see, because there might have been a little condensation on my lens. I don't think so, though, because I don't really have a problem ever with lenses fogging anymore. So that probably wasn't it. But one of the real issues that I did not take pictures of, unfortunately, was that this is ultraviolet light. It's a different type of ultraviolet light. There's three types of ultraviolet light, UVA, B, and C. I am pretty confident that UVA and B are the kinds that give you like cancer and stuff. So this should not, you know, give you cancer. It's not like bad for you. But what it is doing is all of our paintball masks, you know, doesn't matter what it is. Like we got this old jacked up Proflex lens. Look at how like I screwed this lens up with hot water, with boiling water once. One of the problems is these lenses are all UV coated, right? So they're designed to absorb the UV light so that it doesn't reach your eyes. So one of the things that I noticed on the under the ultraviolet light, under that black light, is that the goggle, the lenses are actually absorbing the light. So it kind of makes this weird glow on the lens. So it kind of makes stuff hazy and a little bit difficult to see. And I think that's what you're seeing on these pictures. You can kind of see all that like haze around there, all that bloom around those light sources. And then also we're seeing it quite a bit through my goggles, right? That like just that haze that's constant is, I think, the ultraviolet light absorbing into the lens, making it harder to see. So it's kind of like maybe we need different style lenses for these. Maybe we need, you know, lenses that aren't UV treated, that have no UV protection. I don't think the thermal is going to matter at all, because it's literally the outside lens. It's like the outside one that's absorbing that UV and then like spreading it across the lens. And it creates this like haze, like this weird haze that happens. So Glowball? I don't know. I think that, like, I really want to, like, play night paintball, you know, like, just paintball at night under good lighting. I think what will be really cool is if, say, Capital Edge got those overhead lights that, like, Paintball Fit, ASG, or, you know, other paintball fields have now, but do them kind of both, right? Make one field glow ball, and then make one field regular lighting, and then we can kind of just go back and forth. Because there's, with this paint, really, it's just neon yellow HK paint. I'll grab it. Yellow paint. That's all it is. It's just like normal yellow paintballs. So it's not like any like special paint. It's just like super neon so that it glows really well under that black light. HK also have actual glow-in-the-dark paintballs, which, you know, you kind of need UV hoppers and stuff. So with this just neon stuff, you can just go play regular under normal lighting and then just go over to the glow ball if you want. I think it'd be really fun to be able to, like, go back and forth with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Overall, I think it was really, really cool. You know, I'm saying all these, like, things that I thought were wrong with it, but, dude, I'm the guy who's been, like, complaining about paintball. I think the paint was small. Mark's like 6.75. I don't even know. I didn't even check. But it shot okay. It didn't really shoot bad. I've been complaining about like these things, right? Like, oh, it's, you know, maybe the lighting wasn't perfect, or, you know, the lenses are an issue or whatever, but it was a lot of fun. Like, I don't know, I only played like 3 games because I just couldn't see, and it was like kind of scary. It's like you don't know where people are at, and I was just like blindly shooting into a spot like hoping guys were there. But I liked it, you know. The atmosphere was really fun. Like, everybody seemed like they were in good spirits and excited, and the raffle was cool. I weirdly won the raffle, but I didn't go. Someone else got it for me, and we gave all the stuff away. It was just a good, I think, like, fun thing for paintball, right? I mean, I'm the guy who's been complaining about paintball for a long time, how we don't have fun, cool, random things anymore. Everyone just wants to play tournaments. And we need more random, weird, fun shit like this. So I really like it. And I don't know, maybe with a few tweaks, maybe we could investigate the lens situation a little bit more. I actually wanted to buy a black light. I was going to go to Walmart today and buy a black light, but I was like, just for one live stream? Like, yeah, let me do that. I tried to use this light, a blue light, to make it. But yeah, maybe we could look into the lighting more or something. Maybe try to figure out these lens situation. Yeah, because looking at the Paintball Fit lighting, it definitely looks like it's overall a little bit a brighter situation. Gush, there's actually 2 different situations here with this like glow ball stuff. There's actual glow-in-the-dark paintballs, right? Like HK Army actually make... Brian, I hope you're well, sir. Cool. That's good to see you, or your name at least. Excellent. Damn it, you made me lose my train of thought. There's 2 types of things going on, right? There's actually glow-in-the-dark paintballs, which HK make, which they sell as actual glow ball. Really, that's the actual, like, brand, I think, is Glowball. And that you do need a UV hopper. But apparently that stuff works really well. Like, once that's charged up, you can really see that stuff shooting. But then again, you know, it's glow in the dark and it's not marking as well. You do need that hopper. So, I don't know. I think, really, this stuff did show up good enough. I don't think it was bad. It does look better on, like, in real life, right? Like, when you're actually shooting, like I said, when we were shooting off the break right here, Eric is shooting right below me. You can see Eric. And his paint, I can see perfectly fine in the daytime, too. So, or not in the daytime, but in real life, you know, like, real life. I could see Eric's paint shooting well. I could see it coming back at me too. So I think it was okay. The only thing is that people were complaining about you not being able to see it from the sidelines, you know, when it's shooting across. But I don't 100% know if that's like even a realistic thing to want have, or I don't even know if it's going to work because the ball is going so fast. I'm just not sure if it would even ever work. We might need to like supercharge it or something. But I liked it. You know, I think they're going to do it again in about a month. And I look forward to any tweaks or changes. I'll for sure go again. Because I like it. You know, I want to have fun, just like mess around at the paintball field and just have a good time. And these like events that are not tournament focused, I think do a good job at that. It was 10 on 10 on the airball field, which was way too much. I think that's kind of why I was a little wacky. It was 10 on 10. And I also noticed like right away, you know, you go to play 10 on 10 on the airball field. A 10 on 10 on like a 5-man airball field is not going to last that long, right? I think that those games go really quick because it's just so easy to shoot people. There's people everywhere. But there were actually stalemates on Saturday night where 10 on 10 airball was going to like 8 minutes and they were like, all right, this is crazy. So those games were kind of long. And I think it's just because you can't see anyone, right? It's like, I don't know. I'm not really sure where people are at. So people are kind of a little bit scared to move around. But I loved it. I just like to see, like, fun, cool stuff happening. So, yeah. Great atmosphere. Like I said, Mark said there were 200-something people there, 200-plus people. So it was a cool event. Yeah. You can preload the light in a bin. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea, huh? You can just, like, toss like a UV light in a box or something like that. Yeah, so I like it. I think that, I mean, I think about new players, like someone down there, TBBBBJBBBB35693 said, paintball needs a spice to bring in some new people. Yeah, for sure. I think about, like, maybe not, like, spice, because I think about, like, it being, like, something crazy. Like, something a little bit, like, fun, right? Just stuff that's interesting, and I think that this is one of those things. But it was kind of scary, just because it's so hard to see, and it was just hard to see. I got shot in the hand really bad. So I'd show you guys my hand shot. Like, see this hand? It's super swollen. Still, like, see, you can't see like this. You can see like whatever that shit is. Don't have it on that one. It was really bad. The other day it was like visibly swollen and like it hurt to like grab stuff. Really got shot in the hand. Really kind of hurt. Yeah, man, it just hurt. It's crazy how it's, like, still swollen, though. I broke this hand. So this hand is actually bigger on this side because I broke it. They didn't put the bone back together. They just let the bone heal like this. So this hand is fat. And it felt like that. It felt like when I got shot right there, it felt like what it felt like when I broke my hand. Which was interesting. Everybody like the hit button. How about we like the hit the like button? It was crazy. Josh, yeah, I left and someone was like, Josh is still out there. And I was like, Josh is still out there filming. The MagFeds were having a blast. Really, there were MagFed guys out there. I didn't even see. I just played with the EMEC. Yeah, I don't know if people were shooting hot or not. I thought about it, and I was like, I don't know. Because that hand, it was right in the back of the hand, and the guy was probably only like, the guy was pretty close, so it wasn't like crazy, but it just really hurt more than normal. I don't know. Huh. Yeah, MagFed would be kind of cool. I mean, it really was cool to see, like, exactly where your paint goes and stuff. It was just, like, I don't know. There were just a few little hiccups, I think, that could be ironed out. But I'm all about the fun. All about the fun. We need to have more fun in paintball, I think. So, yeah. Give the live stream a like. I want people to like the live stream. God damn it. And then we'll move on to something else. Unless we want to talk more about Glowball. If you have questions about Glowball or something. Yeah, I know it's so cold everywhere. Last night was like 50 degrees and we were all freezing our asses off. Oh, you know what? I saw Verbal. Where'd Verbal go? I saw he said something earlier. And I actually meant to pull his video up because we talked about... I mentioned Paintball Fit, and Paintball Fit are calling it Cosmic Ball. Dude, I don't know why, like, stuff's not working like I want. But we can see Paintball Fit here, obviously. Colt right there is dressed kind of how I think we should dress, right? Neon sleeves. I think you should have all a whole neon top on. So, like, I'd prefer him not to have, like, the, like, jersey over the top. But the sleeves are what we need. I had a neon beanie on, too. So I think a neon beanie is also a good idea. I'm curious to see what some of the footage... I just want to see, like... You can see that lighting. I think that even lighting is better. And it just... The whole field in general just seems brighter. You know how you can see across the field here? It doesn't look like there's a lot of super dark areas. But again, it's also difficult looking at this through cameras and stuff because we can just crank up the ISO on a camera or whatever. And it definitely is not going to look exactly like your eyes. But look at how he's glowing off the bunker. That kind of right there tells me that the ISO is probably... We're doing something to make it look brighter. But you kind of need to. I think it's great. I just want it to be a little bit brighter. Maybe like a mixture of... both lights. If you want to see that Verbal video, to actually go see what the lighting looks at Paintball Fit, there's a link in the description too. Go over and watch it. Everything Verbal makes is good. There we go. Is it dark? I was like, he can't tell. It's like, man, I was saying we should try to mix the lighting too, like have some white light and some black light. And I think you said it didn't really work that well. But I don't even know if it matters, right? Like, what if it was just, like, a little bit brighter white light, but, like, it's not going to be perfect black light, but still glowing a little bit is still cool. You know, even if it's half the glow, but I'm able to see stuff, might be better. Now we have red light. So black light and red light? Huh. Red light's weird. Someone was also saying it'd be cool if they, like, painted the side of the bunkers. Or, like, you know, put lines on it. Dang, I've not seen Maui. Let's go find the Maui glow ball really fast. What am I looking for? What is this? What am I looking for? Maui... Oh, God. Got freaking YouTube membership popping up. Maui Glowball Paintball. Maybe. Man, I don't know. Oh my god. Is this it? So how does the red work, though? I guess it's just still that, like, correct spectrum, right? It's still ultraviolet. Did he call him out? Oh, he's called him clean. I don't know. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of weird to throw stuff at people. I'd be curious to see what that looks like. It looks hard to see, though, too, because there's contrast. But again, red light is weird. Red light is really hard to pick up on cameras and stuff like that. I don't know. Interesting. It does look cool. They did it in the woods, too? Man, there just gotta be, a better way to, Valentine's Day. I think they should invite us both out for the big game. I can make it. 2 weeks, right? We can make it. Full expenses paid to Maui. I'd go. I'll go. Just pay for me to go and I'll go. I was like, I gotta get my passport. I don't need my passport. My renew my passport has been on a list of shit I gotta do for a long time, so. Global. What else we got on here? The Paintball Combine is coming up. Really, in a couple days here. Paintball Combine taking place in a few days. January 31st to the 1st. The one thing I think is cool about Paintball Combine is it's how they pick the pro team. So, But if you're looking to attend the Combine, this is how they officially scout for the U16, U19, and veterans rosters. It's $425 for a two-day experience, though. You get coached by, who are the coaches this year? Marcelo Margot, Kyle Berry, and Ryan Gray, coach of Red Legion. And they just kind of do a bunch of drills and, walk people through different drills. There's an example. Drills and combine testings, tournament style gameplay, and then you'll get critiqued and stuff with those coaching. Coaches from the top pros, player evaluation by Team USA selectors. Maybe if you're in the area, I think it's in Texas. It's in the Houston area at TXR. No, is that the name of the field? I don't remember the field name all of a sudden. There's four spots left. Oh, look, Colt's on there. Wasteland Paintball, I'm sorry. It's just interesting. Combine, I think it's a cool idea. It's a good way for, younger players to get, crazy experience and actual, guidance in paintball, by some of the best people in paintball. Combine, that's all. Good idea. Looks like Maui also uses UV hoppers. Gotta add that to the list. But UV hoppers have to have the special kind of paintballs, though. You can't just have regular paintballs. They have to be glow in the dark stuff or whatever. Or it's just it would just glow in the hopper. And as soon as it's shot out of the hopper. I thought about those UV, they attach those tracer things to the end of the airsoft stuff. The one thing I've thought about, though, is that the paintball's such a bigger thing. I don't think it could, just pass through the tracer thing like the airsofts do. Because the airsoft guns, they just have, a big, UV light cylinder on the inside. So it's, glowing on the inside. And when the round passes through, it charges it up. But it's, pew, you know. And I think the paintball might be too big. You know, you might need to, just have it be in there for longer. I have no idea. I don't think it could be instantaneous. Maybe it works. I don't know. It is kind of cool though, having the paint constantly glow too, because the glow in the dark paint, it's like what you'd think glow in the dark looks like. You know, it's like that clear, kind of like sperm looking little bit. Yeah. So it's kind of weird. Rennick, Remember the System X clear acrylic barrels? I do. We could make a tip. Oh, clear barrels would be interesting. Could make a tip plus a clip on US. Oh, the barrel, a clear barrel would work really well, huh? I want to make clear barrels too. That's also a thing. So maybe, you know, release. Yeah, just use ramrod. Everyone can just use ramrod. There you go. Team Ramrod. I'm leaking. Paintball. What else? We got this crazy thing. This is kind of crazy. Not necessarily glow ball is not crazy, but what the hell is this? The Dye i3 Pro. Dye, you know, we talked about this last weekend, but Dye officially released the day after the live stream, I think. $160 for the i3 Pro. I think it was like $125 when it first came out. So, you know, not that, I mean, that's only like $40 more 20 years later. So not so bad. i3 Pro coming in, I think 5 colors. Heritage Gold right there. We have Fire Red. We have Tack Olive. Glacier Cyan. And Black. I don't know how I feel about the colors. I never liked the original Envision. I mean, I shouldn't say I never liked it. I didn't like the colors. I don't like how the vents are colored. Something about the vents being colored, I just am not really a fan of. Damn, I wonder if they paid Oliver for that. I'd be like, hey, can't use that. Hey, you can't use my picture anymore. I'm even curious about this. How'd they make Oliver slow motion like that? I'm like curious if it's AI, that's all. Yep, they're out. i3 Pros, you can get them, I was going to say exclusively at BFP Gear, but it's not exclusively at BFP Gear. You know, BFP Gear, you know, you can get them anywhere, really. Not anywhere. But if you want to get them from only the best paintball store in the world, it's going to be BFPGear.com. Although, like I said, they're not black anymore, because everybody got black. See, I just don't know. The vents just look weird. I kind of just wish it was like a red goggle frame or something like that. Like, I don't know. They're definitely going to be releasing more colors, though. We got word that there will be a yellow goggle frame. Brandon Short kind of made that yellow goggle frame extremely popular. And, did they do AI Sloviak? in this video or no? Or another one? I'm not a huge fan of, I don't know, guys. It's confusing. The world's confusing. I think I'm going to have to quit this YouTube thing because everyone's just going to make AI paintball videos. Oh, I just noticed the i3 and the i3 cloud. That's kind of cool. I mean, that's definitely real. That's even in the back of Dye. I can even tell you where that's at Dye headquarters. You can see the hill behind the building. Reflection in the mask. Verbal, I'm with you. We're also going to look at some paintball magazines. I like that, actually. I was a fan of this. But I kind of would have done this a little different. This part right here, I like all the zooms. I think I would have layered them. I would have made the scene this long. I'd have zoomed to here and changed someone, zoomed again and changed someone, and kept changing people. It would look kind of neat. Oh, is that AI, Nick? Well, that wouldn't make sense though, because Nick like works for Dai. Oh my god. The world's gonna suck, you know? It really sucks. I mean, all this like crazy shit that's happening in America, what the fuck? Again, we need to actually vote people in that care about you. And it also sucks that you can't go on the internet anymore and, is anything real? Like, what's real and what's not? And like, what the fuck? It's like completely pointless. Just don't go on the internet anymore because you're not going to know what's real. It's really quite frustrating. You know, maybe you do want to buy something real. Maybe you want to support an actual real human. If you want to actually support a real human, me, Brad Johnson, buy some merch. You can, you know, buy these cool paintball ruined my life headbands. They're $30. I mean, $30 today. In today's market, that's a steal. You can get barrel covers on there for $7. That's probably about average. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less, depending on what we're talking about. You can get actually a 3-pack for $75. There's also these cool hats on there. There's some long sleeve t-shirts, some sweatshirts. You know, support the paintball ruined my life experience. Buying some merch at that link right there. Or there's also a link below. Or you can just go to paintballruinedmylife.com. Restock the high-vis beanies. I should have a glowball line. I should make a glowball line, huh, Eric? I don't know. Maybe. Image interpolation. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to look at some old magazines. We got all these old magazines here. I kind of want to look at those in a second. Yeah, I was watching PTG earlier, like, you know, like literally an hour ago. And Cassidy Saunders from like HK Army video production fame was on, and Marcelo just randomly mentioned that they think this year there's going to be conferences. Marcelo said that there's probably going to be conferences for the three man. So they're going to have like an East and a West conference, and the top 8 teams will possibly be playing on ESPN in Huntington Beach. Whether that's like, I assume that's on the beach. That'd be just very weird if not. Cool. We'll have to see if that comes to fruition, but that sounds cool too. But I don't know if it's as fun as Glowball stuff. I don't know if Glowball is really even that crazy, but... which could be interesting, Huntington Beach making a comeback. We'll see. Okay, I kind of want to look at some of these magazines. Should we look at, like, these old magazines? I'll just show you guys what I've got here, at least, first. Let's move some of the crap out of the way. Let's get rid of this thing. Put that there. I only brought 3 of them in here. I actually have, like, Michael Dufort, Dufort Media, hooked it up with a bunch of magazines. He gave me, like, a stack, like, this high. And I kind of just pulled these 3 off. Faceful stuff. I kind of want to look at this Oliver one and just kind of like see what cool is in there. Let's just look at this for a second, see what's going on. Maybe there's something cool in here. So Faceful, for sure, one of the coolest magazines ever. I mean, Faceful is like, you know, known for having the coolest probably photos. some of the best quality photos. This is kind of a big deal. Someone down there I see asked the date. Issue 36, May 2006. In your face, in your world. The Oliver Lang issue. So this was a big deal. I would say this issue or whatever, because this is when Oliver left Dynasty. Oliver Lang, obviously, famously, maybe not famously, I don't know, played for the Iron Men in 2002, then left the Iron Men to play with his homeboys, San Diego Dynasty. Really, I guess for only 3 years there, huh? Maybe Oliver was 2001 when Oliver, I don't know. Either way, he left for the 2006 season, then played 5 years with the Iron Man, and came back, I believe, in 2011 to Team Dynasty. So this is kind of cool because it's like the first time I think that anyone ever really talked about Oliver leaving. I have this, and one of the reasons we're probably going to talk about this is I'm going to make a video on Oliver Lang leaving Dynasty. That's kind of what I'm in the middle of right now. So having the evil minion, having this issue is kind of cool, so we can, like, go through and, like, I don't know, look at different Oliver things. Here's all this, the Spider MR1. That is the Spider Electra with the rocking trigger. The rocking trigger is the dumbest thing probably ever created. Not a fan of the rocking trigger. Who likes the SP-8? Also, what I was interested in, who knows in the chat here, who knows what, who knows that paintball tournament where it snowed? There was one PSP tournament where it snowed. You can see a Russian player. Maybe that's like Denis Golev or somebody. I don't know who that is on the Philadelphia Americans. I'm trying to look around, peer in there to see. Chris Lasoya with the Promaster. Draxus Illustrated. I think my dad was in Faithful Mag back in the days, but I don't remember when. Yeah. I definitely was not. I definitely wrote for their website for a little bit. Paintball Under the Lights, PSP, Pomona Under the Lights. Texas event. Yeah, I swear there was a tournament in Texas where, like, it snowed at. This is crazy. These, like, comments in here. Like, let's try to zoom in. Oh, it's kind of hard, I guess, to read. These people, Oliver Lang leaving Dynasty. I can't believe he would leave the machine he helped to create. Does this mean Dynasty will switch to die or try to get Lang back? Yeah, Dynasty's going to switch to die guns because Oliver went to the Iron Man. Dynasty's going to completely switch sponsors. Funny. Help me out. I swear, there's your something happening. You know, where's Verbal at? Verbal, if you're here still. We were talking about paintball companies being, like, cheap and stuff. And I was, like, looking at this earlier. I was, like, looking at, like, these, like, ads coming across, like, pictures like that, right? The models, with models in them, right? And, like, I don't know. Where's a picture of a model? There we go. To do this ad, like, they paid this girl, like, so much money. You know, like, it's so hard to pull sponsorships out of these paintball companies. But, like, back in the day, they were just like, spending so much money, you know, like hiring models to do stuff and crazy. Like, I want to get all these ads, you know? Why is there a big CP ad? Like, I could advertise for Planet Eclipse. You know? Badlands, where's Badlands? Hit me up, Badlands. We can get some Octane Shockers and some Angel A4 Flies. Force Edition. I had one of those. Yep. I had this, I didn't have one of those. Never had one of those. That's a man. They spent all the money on models. Look at that. You want 30% off? You know what else was crazy? Look at the price of this. It's $8. This is $8. If you go to like buy magazines now, they're like $18, $20. They're like insanely expensive. But obviously it's because they're not, you know, they're just not selling as many. There's that freaking evil thing. The evil omen, right? The minion. Those guns were just weird. I mean, obviously it's just a proto. It's like a PMR or whatever, PM7. Look at the little mini bunkers. Remember those little mini bunkers they would sell? Like little mini bunkers at the trade shows and stuff is cool. Ooh, the Dynasty Ion. These were funny. These were so funny. The Dynasty Ion. It's just like an Ion, right? It's just like a cheap gun. The Ion was like $180 or whatever. $175 is what the Ion was, brand new back in the day, 20 years ago. And they had the Dynasty version, and the Dynasty version was probably $300. It was literally probably twice the price, and all it had was a clamping feed neck and a cool body. A plastic body. So they like doubled the price. Crazy. Yeah, Faceful was the most expensive, probably. Let's find out. Hold on. Not Faceful, not APG, but this is Paintball 2 Extremes. This is like 2 years prior to this one, though. So this is a little previously, but this one's $495. So quite a bit less, really. And they probably wouldn't have changed in 2 years' time, so that's crazy. You know what else is kind of cool about these profilers? We're going to flip this over right here. On the cover of this, we're going to zoom this in a little bit. This V-Force profiler, I had one of these. This was like the very first version of this. So see the nose right there? I'll get something to illustrate. The nose. So there's these vents on the nose, right, that go down like this. There's those three vents. And the issue with this is a paintball could actually go through those vents because it's a profiler. So it's made out of that, like the same material that all the new masks are, right? It's like a rubber. It's kind of, you can squish it and stuff. So a paintball could actually sneak through those vents. If you got shot right in the vent, it would actually go through and hit you in the mouth. That actually happened to me. That's the only reason I know that. A ball literally went through when I was playing and went and like hit me right in the lip. It's like went through my mask and like bounced off my face. It was crazy. It was very interesting. I was like standing there. I was like, I still remember when it happened. It happened at the Placer County Fairgrounds. Sinister Indoor. This is an evening. It had to have been Friday or Wednesday night. And I was just like, boom, was like so confused. Was like, like hold my mouth. Like, what just happened? It was crazy. And finally put it together that a ball actually went through the mask. So profiler versions after that, you can see how they have the bar going down right here on the lower part. They actually added one to those vents so that you know, paintballs couldn't sneak through and get you right in the kisser. The PSP Orlando Open. I was at this tournament. I was at that tournament. Ooh, the Mama's Boys. Shout out Mama's Boys. Shout out Shane Howe. Fuck. Shane Howe, Terry Fong. Who am I missing? There's a lot of people I'm missing. Sean. Fuck, Sean, I'm forgetting your last name. Anyway, it's been a while, guys. Let's look at this again. I want to find, like, funny Oliver things. Back to this. Reds. Everyone's going to remember Reds? That's what we need. Bring back full head helmets. Ooh, Enola Gay smoke grenades. Paintball energy batteries. Ryan Greenspan again with the NXE. Rocky Knuth. Rocky and his son were playing for a while. I think they still are. I'm not really sure what's happening, though. Chris and Mike from Virtue with the Virtue boards. They got their laser eyes maybe right there. It looks like some membrane pads. Chris Lasoya, I don't know. I don't know where we're at. Simon Stevens, I don't know. That does not look like Simon, so I don't know. But Simon's the guy who, like, invented the axe and, like, made the halo and, like, all that stuff. He made a bunch of stuff for Empire back in the day. Simon, owner of Inception Designs, right now. Man, remember Joey packs? People liked these a lot, too. These were pretty popular. Those were actually really popular. We had a lot of these at the store. They might not have been popular with, like, you know, a lot of, like, super tournament players, but they were very popular with, like, just random average rec guy. Blake Wheeler, don't know who that is, whatever that is. Lux for Tanks. See, here's another freaking ad. Where to look at that ad? She's not bad either. She looks so of her time, right? So of her time. That Angel DVD. How have the changes in the NXL improved the quality of the league? Dude, it's so confusing. I get so confused. What's funny is, like, for a while there, they were calling... I don't know. It's so... Whatever. There's your Micro Max Flow. Ooh, look at that. The SL66 Excessive Ego Edition. Oh, I look how they put the... Accuracy. The accuracy is not very good. The accuracy only got 4 out of 5. Spesh Robinson. Spesh was in there. There he is, right there. Who do we have? We have Billy Saransky. We have Tyler Humphrey. We have Rich Richard. Rich Telford. Spesh Robinson. Pete. I don't know how the hell to spell Pete's name. We're going to say Pete, Mr. You. Rocky Knuth. That is Nikki Vegas, right? I'm pretty sure that's Nikki Vegas. Maybe it's not. Yeah, it is. Nikki Vegas. Ooh, there you go. Oh, hey, look at that. The Alien Remains. I really wish this Alien company was a little bit more... You know, I wish Alien kind of could have done some more stuff. The guys who own Jack Rice... John Rice, Jack Rice? Let's look for some names or something on here. Jack Rice. Jack Rice, yeah, was a really cool guy. I liked him a lot. He's a really nice guy. Yeah, the Alien. There's an Oliver ad. Oliver Lang, the first $100,000 paintball player. I see a Griffin. Yep, Griffin was like, Griffin was definitely, I think the later on, Griffin probably came a little bit later. Or maybe not. I don't know. Griffin's still around too. Doing what? Parabolic barrels, I think. DM6. The $100,000 man. So this is what I want to read. I want to read some of this, but I want to sit down. I'll actually probably scan this. Scan some of these pages. Yeah, this is about the UAPL. The UAPL, the Ultimate Arena Paintball League. This was a very, very short lived paintball league that was on TV. Obviously, it's so much text. I'm not gonna read a bunch of stuff. More models. What is he wearing? This is crazy. That's funny. No pictures. Look at how young Oliver is. God damn. We were like little kids back then. Let's read this. What sucks is that there's people out there... Wait, I gotta start over. What sucks is that there's people out there who will have financial security no matter what. So when they'll say, it's just 100, I'll answer, sure. But when your parents are paying for your rent, your insurance, your car payment, your food, whatever it is, 100 isn't much. But when I'm playing for that 100, it's a lot of money. I don't know why I'd put 100, just 100. Hey, it's true that we're best friends, but in 5 years, when you're done playing paintball, you're going to go home and work for your dad. And you're going to go into real estate, have a successful life, and live where you grow up. With your wife and kids. I don't know what that's all about. BC. What is this stuff? Silver Star. Oh, I remember this. I had that shirt. Dang. Yeah. I remember this. They used to make like sterling silver stuff or like rings and stuff like that and sell them at tournaments. That's funny. That's great. The tank. Oh, look at, is that Frank Connell? Interesting. That's not AI. I'm positive. Dang, it is all Frank Connell. Huh. Cool. The PM7? PM5? 6? PM6. PM6. Ooh. The MR1. Ooh, the MR2. So here's a big thing about the Ultimate Paintball League. The Ultimate Arena League. I've looked for video on this. I don't know where to find the footage of this stuff or anything. Finding all of this ESPN stuff, it's so difficult. It doesn't really exist. You know, since it was only on TV, it was never like really put on the internet or anything like that. Ooh, an African adventure. Looks like the whole team went to Africa. It was a while ago. Did
the Dukes of Texas.
Oh man, I swear there was a tournament where it snowed. Where is the tournament that it snowed? Someone give me and help me out in the chat. Where is the snow tournament? It might have been this Texas tournament. I'll just have to read this. But I wanted to make a video kind of on the tournament where it snowed. This had to have been it. I mean, look, you got a guy standing around here. I think this is like a heat thing. Like it's like gas blowing out flame to heat stuff up. I think those are two heat lamps. You got a double sock. You got a guy with water. I think this was a really, really cold tournament. NXL Texas. See, this is what I'm talking about. This has got so confusing because, like, see how it says NXL Texas? This is not the NXL. These teams were not in the NXL. This is not the NXL. Like, some of these teams were the NXL teams and some of them were not NXL teams. It's like Philly Americans were NXL, Boston Red Legion, they were NXL, Trauma were NXL, Strange were the NXL. Raiders, honestly, might have been the NXL, but Excessive never played in the NXL. Dynasty never played in the NXL. I don't think the LTZ ever played in the NXL. So there was this weird time where there was the PSP and the NXL, the two pro kind of X-Ball things happening at the same time at the same tournament, and then the NXL went away, and then they kind of kept calling the PSP Pro Division the NXL for a little bit, which didn't make any sense. So it's kind of confusing. This does not exist. Damn, remember the like suitcase? Damn, there's an old Cyborg. The Cyborg 7? 6? 6. Huh. Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is actually a person. Doctor Strange was actually like a guy who gave all the old presidents drugs. You know this song? Like Dr. Feelgood, I'm sorry. You know that like Dr. Feelgood. I don't know who even sings that. But that was a real guy. Look it up, it's interesting. Starting game. Oh, look at Fedorov. Damn, a super young Fedorov. I mean, I was 20 when this magazine came out. Also not AI, just some good Photoshop. Motley Crue. I don't know what this is. We're just looking at pictures. Tyler Michaud, I think. He is doing something right now. Who is he coaching? He's like coaching some team or something. Something like that. I don't know. Hey, Brad. I've tried leaving my email in the community notes. Just send me an email. Just email me at email brad@paintballruinedmylife.com. I thought I was looking at the camera. I forgot I had this on. Dude, I don't know. It's so goddamn difficult to get emails from people. Just send me an email. Brad@paintballruinedmylife.com. Brad@paintballruinedmylife.com. We'll figure it out. I'm not going to say why you're emailing me. I know why you're emailing. You know why you're emailing. We'll figure it out. I think that's Jesse Lapid.
Tyler again with all that cool, sweet swag. Raymond James Stadium, guys, we're back! 20 years later! 2026. Look at that. Ooh, look at this. There's Billy Bernaccia. He stuck out right to me.
I don't know any of these other guys.
There's Doc. I know that guy. I think Doc was like a dentist or he sold gold teeth or something crazy like that. Look at all the people on this team, though. Jesus. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 23 people! I think I might have counted wrong. I don't know. 20-something. Look at them all. Dan Holliday's in there. There he is, right there. With that cool freaking something headband. Doc's Raiders. With the flow. Some pretty good photos. Baseball historically has the best pictures. That's kind of cool. Those are always good. We're reaching the end. Pay-per-view paintball videos. One for one. They have a lot of stuff on the internet, thankfully. They've been very helpful. Alien. Alien again. Alien again. Alien again. Not alien. There's your Halo B, though. With a rip drive. PSP rankings. I don't know. I'm looking at the PSP Pro stuff. Doesn't make any sense. They always put the NXL stuff on there. It's like, freaking NXL. All right, we won't look at any more magazines. Just that one. I just kind of want to see. What else should we do? Ooh, I forgot we have the smoke. I put new liquid in it, so it's like crazy strong. It's crazy strong. Mark says, to all my 80s and 90s baddies, y'all ever think about if you guys stuck with paintball, you would have went pro? No. I never even like thought about it. It really didn't even like occur to me that I could go pro or like anything, you know? I don't know why. I just never really, I don't know, never really wanted to, you know. I know I like baddies more than babies. Yeah, I just never, I don't know, just never really thought about it, you know? Just never really... Never really dawned on me that I could be something I could do. You know. Just how it goes sometimes. I don't know. We have anything else cool we can talk about. I was going to take apart my pump gun. And like trying to see what's wrong with the pump gun. But I think we'll do that next time. I'll give myself some like time to actually figure out something to do. What do you mean, Mark? What generation would we have been with? I mean, if I went pro, it would have been a while, right? Because I didn't even start playing paintball really till I was probably like 18, you know? And
I'll tell you right now. I mean, well, a couple of things. I would have been 18, so I probably wouldn't have been able to do it for a few years at least. And I mean, at that time, there were so many tournament teams, and there were a lot of places on these teams, right? I mean, we just looked at the freaking Docks Raiders, and they had 23 guys on their roster, you know, 23 guys on a team. Now it's like, you know, there's pro teams that have 9 players and 8 players and shit. So there were far more opportunities in the past to play pro. So there were a lot of people that went pro earlier and quicker than they probably would now. But if I went pro, kind of, Mark, kind of, I think the answer, it probably would have been, I don't know, maybe like 2000. If I was real serious, you know, probably 2004, you know, 5, it would probably have been a few years. And that would have been very close to Dave Baines going pro for sure, because Dave played with Cap and then Avalanche. I think they went pro with Avalanche, and that was probably like 2004 or somewhere in there. But there's probably two main reasons that, I don't know, I didn't do it. I just didn't really think about it, you know. It wasn't really like, I don't know, I didn't even like dawn on me that I could do it, you know. And I probably couldn't have. Like, I'm not good enough, you know. I know I'm not good enough. I could physically do it. I'm just not a good shot. I want to tell you guys, I just can't shoot stuff. I'm not a good shot. I just can't do it. There's me just not even like wanting to. But then it's also like, paintball's one of those things where it's like, it's a lot about like, you obviously have to be good, but you also have to like, it's a lot about who you know and putting yourself in those situations to get recognized or to play with those pro players, right? And I never, still don't have the personality. I'm better at that. I kind of want to be better at this, but I'm not good at like putting myself in that situation, you know. Even if I wanted to be pro, it would have been emotionally, like mentally difficult for me to like force myself into playing with people and like, oh, I'm gonna be friends with those guys because they're gonna like, you know, help me be pro. Or like, you know, I was never good at like that part of paintball, because it is a lot about who you know, right? And getting those opportunities. Maybe a little less nowadays, but certainly back in the day, it was about who you knew and like, you know, just being on the right side of stuff. And it's probably still a little bit like that, but definitely less so than it would have been, or than it is now, we'll say. Because you have to really do it. You have to do it, right? It's not like a lot of the other sports that I've played where, like, I was really good at swimming, right? I was really good at water polo and swimming. There's a water polo ball around here somewhere. It's right there. I was about to brag a lot. I'm not that guy. You're not going to hear me say I'm very good at stuff. I was really good at water polo. Yes. Very good. Unfortunately, I didn't have the correct, like, maybe guidance, whatever, with that. But with water polo or swimming, right, it's very obvious. You're on a team and there's, like, a system, right? You know, you're in high school, you go to high school, you do good, and you can go to college, and you can, like, there's this, like, system where if you're good, you're gonna play. And in paintball, it's just kind of not like that, right? You have to know someone and get on a team and, like, kind of weasel your way in. You don't just get put on every, you know, put on a team like you do in, you know, high school or other organized sports. So you really have to like do it. You know, you have to like show that initiative to put yourself in those situations to be successful. And I still need to do that. I mean, not maybe so much at paintball, But definitely with this YouTube channel and like life, I need to put myself in more positions to be successful. Mark Kudrash. Mark left the paintball field early and everyone was like, where's Mark? And I'd be like, well, his car's not here. I guess he left. You think paintball is old enough to put people in generations categories? I don't know. For sure. Yeah. For sure. Because, I mean, you got to think there's guys that played, like, pro in the 90s that are, like, you know, 65. You know? Some of the best players ever, like Rennick Miller or, I don't know, Billy Saransky or Bob Long. You know? Those guys shouldn't be playing, like, regular pro. You know? So there could be, for sure, categories. But not, like, maybe like regular sports, kind of, maybe that's probably what you're thinking, like Little League or whatever, how they have like, you know, T-ball and it's like 8 to 9 year olds and then like 10 to 11 and stuff like that. Probably not so much like that, but that's one of the good things about paintball, at least, is like in a lot of these other sports, there's so much more like physical, right? Like, you know, basketball, or like we're talking about water polo, you know, 15-year-olds can't play against 8-year-olds in water polo. It's just not good, not realistic. But like, you know, a 12-year-old can easily play against a 20-year-old in paintball. You know, you're just standing there shooting. So it's not as much of a like age gap. Obviously, mentally, you're way better when you get older. But physically, there's not really that gap. You know, I mean, Tyler Harmon played pro at 14. It was a different time when they had 25 people on a roster, but he was still 14. And there's plenty of guys that are younger now that, you know, are maybe not quite there, but darn close. But it's just so difficult to break into these pro teams because there's really only like 200 pro players. It's very difficult. There's not a lot. Anyone got advice for a 21-year-old trying to go pro? I mean, I think I said it. I think that obviously working on skills, right? I mean, you just got to be good at stuff. You got to be good at shooting and all that stuff. But knowing people and getting those opportunities and putting yourself in those situations, right? So that doesn't mean like going to the field and asking for tryouts. But that might mean going to the field and lingering around some of the pro guys and just trying to, like, you know, be friends with them a little bit more and, like, create, like, relationships with those people that are doing what you want, you know? That can be a little difficult, though, because, you know, there's not pro players at all the fields, so it's difficult to kind of, like, do that. But still, networking and connecting with people... is what I do. Victor says you should like the live stream. I agree with Victor. Yeah. I don't know. Glowball was cool. I just, I don't know. I really liked it. It was fun. Yeah, I would do tryouts are also good for sure. I mean, there's definitely obviously pro teams that definitely straight up have tryouts, you know, like the Hurricanes had tryouts this year. I think New York Extreme were doing some sort of tryouts. Sometimes they only take one person if they take anybody, because obviously it's pro. So you can't just like, oh, we had tryouts, we got to take people. You know, you might not take anybody. A lot of the pro players have clinics as well. The paintball combine, putting yourself in those situations to succeed is really where you're going to succeed. Stay in school? I would stay in... Fuck school. I mean, what the fuck's school gonna do for you? I mean, I went to school forever. Look at me. I'm a goddamn degenerate. I don't know. I think, dude, I know people with like $200,000 in school loan debt. That's crazy. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm so conflicted with school. Because I would be a professional student if it was a job. I would go to college for the rest of my life and just take classes and learn professionally. Unfortunately, that's my problem. Mr. Scooty says, I was lucky enough to have a home field at X Factor and got on their D2 team. Yeah, that's a way to do it. For sure. And you know, I don't know. I actually tried out for a semi-pro team once, and I probably should have made it on the pro semi-pro team, but did not for I don't know what reason. Don't know. Again, paintball, politics, stupid shit, really, you know, because I played, I don't want to say better than everybody, but pretty much at that tryout, I played better than I'd ever played paintball in my life. So, I probably couldn't have continued to play that good, but you know, so I guess I did try out for like a semi-pro team. I technically played Division I a tournament. Who knows? Paintball is too expensive to get better in if you don't have any type of paint sponsorship. Even getting a discount in a local shop paint will help. For sure. But I don't think you really need as much paint as you think you need either. Like, you don't need to shoot a lot, you know? Like, think about it, right? Like, for a long time, there's like two things that I was doing to get better at paintball for a while there. I was snap shooting drills and off the break shooting drills. So two things I would do, right, is we'd just set up a target and I just one ball this target, right? You're just sitting there and you just like bank, 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 bank. Just shoot this target over and over and over. And over, you know, and like a hopper is going to last you quite a while. Just dink, dink, just one balling over and over and over, you know, it's like professional basketball players. They shoot thousands of free throws. I mean, not so much in the season, but even in the season, I mean, they're out there just like one after another, you know, just doing it over and over and over and over and over and over. So snap shooting like that, but also off the break shooting, you can do the same thing, right? Like, I'm going to set up a target way down the field, right? Like, I'm going to shoot snake one or whatever off the break. So I'm going to set a target up and just bang, just one ball it off the break. I'm not like, that's pointless, right? I'm just like, bang, I want to get that first shot just over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And you can make a case of paint last, you know, 4 hours if you're doing that. You can go to the field in the morning and leave at lunch and shot a case of paint. Obviously, you know, you still got to buy a case of paint, but that is so much snap shooting that you can get way, way better. You know, so many people, like, you know, just play points. You just play 5-on-5 hoping to get better. And, you know, obviously you can just play 5-on-5 and get better. But we'll go back to basketball, you know? You're not going to really get better at shooting jump shots just playing games, right? You need to, like, stop and, like, work on your form and, like, think about it and, like, actually shoot shots over and over and just practice shooting. You're not just going to, like, run actual games to get better. You know, you got to actually, like, just do it over and over and over. And I assure you, if you do that like 3 weekends in a row, you will notice a marked improvement in snap shooting. I mean, I noticed I got way better just by doing that over the course of, like, you know, a couple weekends. So for sure, you got to spend money. Definitely. It's not baseball or basketball where you can just like got to go outside and do something in some field somewhere. You definitely have to spend at least money on paint for sure. Unless you build yourself a reball facility. You could do that, too. I don't know. Hopefully, if I get this new place, I can get a yard and actually practice. The closest field is on base and closed during weeks. Yeah, it's kind of hard to get on, like, military bases, too. For sure. I mean, I got nowhere to practice other than the paintball field, too. I'm trying to think of places where I could just drive to, like, a random field somewhere, like in the woods or something. When I started playing, my high school team would play paintball from 10 a.m. until it got too dark to play with only one case of paint each. I could probably do that too. I don't really shoot that much. Woodmark say, if you don't have a pump in your gear bag, you ain't a real baller. Well, I got a pump over there. I really want to get that auto mag working. I really got to, like, find some stuff to make this work. I'm not going to even show it. We need to do this so they don't think it's a gun. I got this cool auto mag, but I need to get, like, an ASA, you know? I don't have no ASA. And then I got to get some sort of vertical. Actually, I don't need a foregrip, really. I just got to put, like, you got to put the macro line at the back there. I don't have to use a foregrip, but I really would like a foregrip. So I got to make that auto mag work. I really want to make that auto mag work. So ways to get a youth sponsors for a youth D5 paintball team. I don't know. I don't think you're going to find sponsors. I wouldn't sponsor you. Sorry. Sponsorships. You got to think about it, right? Like, you know, people want, like, you know, stuff. Like, you want to get stuff, right? Like, you want to make paintball cheaper, but, you know, these companies don't just give stuff away. You know, they got to make money. They got to, like, sell stuff to make money. So if they're going to give you something, they got to make sure that they can, like, get something in return, right? So, like, you know, Dynasty, whatever. Dynasty's wearing JT goggles because they're Dynasty, right? They're going to be influential to people. They're going to get, like, in all the videos, and they're on the everywhere, you know, it's Dynasty. So they're going to see me, people like us, are going to see Dynasty wearing JT masks, and then, like, maybe that's going to entice me to buy a JT mask. So you really have to, like, somehow add value or give value to that company for sponsoring you, right? They give you $100 worth of paint or whatever, they're going to somehow want to be able to get that $100 back at least. So there's got to be some sort of reason that they're sponsoring people. And honestly, D5 Youth is going to be super mega hard. The best way for any sponsorship, really at any level, I think, is at your local paintball store. Like here in Sacramento, there's Sac Paintball, and they're currently looking for sponsoring teams. But, you know, they're not going to give you money. It's going to be, like, discounts on paint and discounts on gear and stuff, which can still be for sure super helpful, but man, I just don't even think it matters. I mean, you know, you're gonna save money on paint a little bit, but it's like, I don't know, you know, you're not gonna get free paint until you're pro. So even the pro teams don't get free paint, really. I mean, there's lots of teams that have to buy paint still, sort of. I mean, they get, like, a certain allotment. They give them, like, you get 2 million paintballs or whatever it is. But then some of them only get, like, 500,000. So, you know, they might got to buy a little bit of extra for practice throughout the year. MLG Scooty, he also says something. Verbal. Fucking paintball fit buys paint. then like, I don't know, they should, well, I don't know. Paintball fit shoot so much paint though. That also might be their problem too, is they're just shooting so much more than anybody else. They have to buy it. I don't know if it's a problem. Well, it's kind of a problem if you got to buy it, I guess, but damn, that's crazy. I mean, because you'd think out of any of the pro teams, Paintball Fit would be one of those teams that's getting free paint. Maybe this year will be different, too. This will be what their... Is this their third year pro? Or second year? Second year pro. So maybe third year, they'll get a little bit more love in. They should just buy a paint machine. I couldn't tell you how many times I've looked at buying paint machines. Yes, MLG said the best, another good thing to look into is those sponsor packages. A lot of teams will, I don't know, let's just use, it's kind of a little bit harder now because the like sponsorship packages are a little bit weirder, but like, you know, we'll use HK Army, for example. Like HK Army might have a team package where you can, you know, be sponsored by HK Army and your team, let's say you have a three-man team, because you said it was young gun, your younger D5 or whatever. So say there are five players and HK Army will say like, okay, we'll give you, you know, you can choose whichever sponsor package you want of these four packages or whatever. You know, one's only $100, then one's 400, and then 500, and then 1,000 or something. And then, you know, the $100 one is only going to come with a pair of pants and a jersey. And then the next one that's $200, maybe you get pants, jersey, and a mask or something. And then it'll keep adding stuff to those packages. So like the $1,000 one, maybe you get maybe 1,000 is probably cheap. Say like $1,200. You get like a gun and like hopper and a mask, and you get like most of the stuff they make, which can be, I guess, advantageous a little bit. I've personally never really liked those sponsorship deals because, I mean, I don't know. It really kind of matters who you are. One of the things that I've noticed is that when those been have offered to me, when I've been on teams and we've done those sponsored packages like that, is that, you know, maybe I do want the pants and the pack, right? But I don't really need to buy a gun. So I don't really want to buy this $1,000 package because I already have a gun and a hopper and a mask. Like, I don't really need to spend that extra $800. I just want the pack and pants, you know? So you're just spending more money to like look like a team in a way. You're not really like gaining that much. And most of the tournament players, you kind of already have anything already. So it's not like you're like, we need all this stuff. So I like maybe saving that money and just, you know, buying paint or something. True Atlanta fan. I was going to try to make fun of Atlanta sports teams or something, but I don't know. It seemed like almost everyone back in the days on bigger teams were from LA. I don't know. I would say that most of the bigger pro players, probably, for sure. And it's still probably like that. I mean, there's still a lot of people that live in California. And it's advantageous for paintball, you know? I mean, just for example, it's 56 degrees outside right now, you know? And the sun's down. So, you know, it's just nice all the time. So it's just easier to get good at paintball just because it's so nice all the time. I'm going to look at the weather now. You got me interested. I'm just curious how cold it is everywhere. Yeah, it's just nicer weather. I mean, you see the same thing in Florida, too. I mean, there's a lot of pro players from Florida, Florida and Texas, just because it's so nice. I mean, we can play year-round. If you're living up there in... Damn, Park Rapids, Minnesota. I don't know. You know, it's going to be difficult. Because it's, you know, freaking Minnesota. And it's currently... Why won't these, like, I can't like click there. I don't know. It's currently 3 degrees in Park Rapids, Minnesota. So yeah, it's just because it's nice. Some braids. Saransky, Pastana, and Danny Love, all from the South Bay, guys. Yeah, for a long time, there were a lot of Bay Area pro players, for sure. Less so nowadays, but at one point, there was like a lot of something. I don't know. I totally lost my train. Marshall, Minnesota. I don't even know. I just looked at a map and zoomed in. The first place I saw was something Rapids. Weather is California is undefeated for paintball verbal zones. Yeah, it's somewhat nice. I mean, you know, here it's really hot in the summer, though. In the Sacramento Valley, it's like, you know, we can get like 110 and shit, which is hot, but I don't know. It's like 30% humidity, so it's not like crazy. Mark asks, do you think divisional paintball can adopt what the pros are doing for limited paint? I hope so. I mean, I think limited paint's awesome. I don't think that 5 pods will probably change that much. You know, it's not going to probably be all that much different, but you know, I just think it looks stupid. I think unlimited paint looks stupid. I think that shooting all this paint looks stupid. I think that dumping the paint all over the ground, not loading it in your hopper, looks stupid. I think that shooting into a zone, shooting 5 pods at a zone, and you're not even shooting at anybody, you're just shooting at a gap, hoping someone kind of runs through, is stupid. You know, at one point, I thought it was cool. Because when X-Ball first started, it was like way more weird and strategic, right? In 7-man, you're not sitting and shooting gaps that much. You're not sitting and just shooting a gap for 5 minutes. In an X-Ball, you kind of were. And it was kind of interesting. That made it a little more interesting. But I just think it's retarded now. I hate it so much. So I think going to limited paint, I think we should go to like 2 pods in a hopper. And I hope that it trickles down to the divisional teams, you know. I agree with the NXL starting it in the pro division. I think that if you're going to do something weird, you should probably do it in the pro division first because, you know, the D4 people are your paying customers. So we kind of want to, like, make sure that it worked in the pros and see how the divisional people feel. And if they all want to do it, then do it. But I like it. I think that unlimited paint and a shooting so much paint is dumb and it looks retarded. I hate it. That's all. Some brains, I'm also with you on that. Reduce the mass of bunkers. Totally on you on that. Yeah, I've been all about less bunkers for a long time too. Like, they just keep adding more bunkers. It's like, when we... like, we keep getting new bunkers, but they're not taking any away. It's like, I don't know. We keep just getting more bunkers. Because now it's like you look across the field. Like, you're in the, like, snake corner, and you look inside, and you're like, that's just a bunch of bunkers. You, like, can't even see anything. You're like, there's a bunch of shit in the way. I don't know what's over there. Thankfully for me, I can, like, the temple... The temple is only, like, up to here on me. And, like, you know, the wedge and stuff are only up to, like, my nipples. So I can, like, see over everything, pretty much. It's not a big problem for me to, like, see as much as other people. But, you know, there's still all this stuff. So it's still super difficult. Blame soup air. I'm okay with, like, stuff changing, though. I actually like how it changes. Like, the NXL, I don't think they've still not officially announced the new bunker yet. So we've been talking about this new star bunker for like months. And I don't know. We still don't know if the NXL is using it or not, as far as I know. I don't think that they've announced it or anything. But I like the changes. So I like that the star bunker came out, and I like how we changed or like added the wedges, and we did the W, and like, I like all that, but I think that we can move stuff out too at times, not just keep, you know, adding. We need to like take some things off at the same time. Cause I think it just kind of, it makes it a little bit more exciting when it's new and different. You know, it's like, oh, how's this bunker going to play? And what's this going to be like? And it's kind of what's cool about the layouts changing all the time. It's just kind of like unique and new. I did see one cool layout, Verbal Sigh. I saw some crazy stuff with the new bunker already. I saw one layout somewhere where they put it at the center 50, and it was like the X, but, you know, laid over, and there were like beams coming off of it. So you can like kind of shimmy around a bunch. But I don't know. I don't know. Not a lot of people are crawling. It'll be interesting. But I do like the... I like the changes. And I get why, like, some people don't like new bunkers. But it just makes it more interesting. And, like, I get why Fields don't like it. Because then you got to buy, like, you know, $1,000... new bunker set, or just for one field. So if you have three fields, you're just like, well, that's another, you know, $3,000, which isn't super crazy, but it's still, you know, money you gotta spend. It's too cold. I don't know. I want to see more people crawl from like the beams, you know. One of the things I was excited about are all the beams, and I was like, oh, now people are going to be crawling all over the place. But I don't know. It doesn't really happen like I thought it would. Should play some taser ball footage sometimes. All right, let's watch taser ball. Oh, wrong button. Taser ball! BFPgear.com. Go support BFP Gear. Check a link out in the description if you want to check out those sweet-ass goggles. Let's look for... taser ball? Whoop, taser null? Oh shit, that was like the first thing that came up. Dang, only 8 years ago? No, it was longer than that. Yeah, there you go. Oh man, Jerry Devereaux. Jerry's the fucking man. Taser ball! So this is, I don't know. I don't remember the whole story behind this, but this was like... put on by somebody's idea was this? I don't know. It was a paintball person for sure. So you can see paintball people. There's Todd, not Todd. That's, I think Corey Borenstein or Jason Borenstein. I think Jason. Jason, the NorCal guy. Thomas Taylor, NorCal guy. Don't know who that is. We have Riley Sullivan was right there. Not sure who that is. There's Thomas, obviously. So taser ball. Obviously, you can see you have a taser. And you just tase people. Ultimate taser ball. I don't have any audio on. Obviously, it was filmed by, like, dirter people. I can just tell it's dirt or something. I gotta turn this audio off. I don't know what's gonna happen to us. So this was, I think, I'm pretty sure this was filmed in Asia. If I'm not... I'm not 100% sure, but I think this was in Asia somewhere. Damien Ryan... Jerry Devereaux's the man. Shout out, Jerry. Hell yeah. Ooh! That was a nice move. Taser ball! Everybody liked the live stream. Shout out, Grass Valley. What's up from Grass Valley? what's on the agenda, the agenda's over. Just rewind. You can pretty much tell by the title. That's Taser Ball. Jason. I'd have done it. I mean, I've shocked myself with tasers. I've been hit with tasers and done taser stuff. Had all kinds of taser stuff. I've been tasered by a couple women. Sneaking up on them in the parking lot. They don't like that. A taser ball. Yeah, I don't know. A taser ball. It was done by some paintball people, and I think it was just fucking around. Although I did notice they had banners and stuff, but it never really amounted to anything. So I don't know what happened to the taser ball, really. Maybe it was just like, don't tase me, bro. I don't know. Never, whatever. Just never happened. I'd have totally played. That'd have been when I was good at. I'd be better at taser ball than paintball for sure. You guys would want me on your taser ball team. Yeah, we had. I for sure had tasers. We had tasers. It reminds me of like high school or like, you know, college, walking around with tasers. My friends and I would tase each other. So them like falling over like that. You could get used to it, but one of the problems with the tasers is it does like flex all your muscles. So like if you hit someone in the leg, you're probably going to fall over just because you can't like run. Your leg's going to like lock up. This one. I like it. All right. I don't know what to do now. We have run our course. I don't really have anything else cool to talk about. I don't know what we're going to do next week. We'll figure it out. Maybe I'll find some cool stuff we can look at in some magazines. Maybe we'll take apart my pump gun and find out what's wrong with that. John says, I was in the field next to Gaylord Palms where they host World Cup, and me and my buddies played night ball in the hills they left last Saturday night. Really? You played the mounds field? That's cool. Let's find Gaylord Palms in Florida. Nate Hanneman, wherever Nate's at. Shout out, Nate. Where's Nate? Nate! We were talking about this region the other day. So Disney World's literally right there. Disney World's like all in here. Here's your Disney World. There's the Magic Kingdom. So that's like the Disneyland. But it's over here, right? Yeah, there it is. It's like... this is Disneyland at Disney World, if that makes any sense. But it's really close to the field right there. So you're telling me that you played this mounds field right there? You're telling me that you guys played this mounds field on Saturday? That's pretty fun.
Huh.
That's pretty cool. That's funny. It is kind of crazy how you can like... does that like go away? Make that go away. It is kind of crazy how like... you can see the fields and everything. Perfect. There's the pro field. Field. Whatever. All the parking. There's your main entrance. Old Town is somewhere around here. There's Old Town, right? No. Is this Old Town? No. Where's Old Town? Where the hell is Old Town? It's like right around here somewhere. There it is. So this is where everyone goes, hangs out at World Cup. You're going to find people hanging out. They used to have the tournament right around here. But they built a lot of stuff. I stayed at this hotel. Anyway. Rooms. What are we talking about? Meth. Talking about meth and shrooms. You ever ate mushrooms that grow in the parking lot at World Cup? Nope. Not done that. That was pretty weak. No. We should play, we should take mushrooms and play glow ball though. That'd be cool. That'd be an experience. All right, guys. Yeah, I don't know what kind of mushrooms grow in Florida. I mean, I could tell you what kind of stuff grows out here, naturally. But in the Sacramento Valley, we're not getting that much stuff. Mainly because it's, like, weird, you know. We don't get the best weather. It's just too dry. Get a little closer to the coast. Oh, I thought we were going to talk about Galaxy Quest, Verbal. But you said, watch the galaxy expand in real time at Global. I'd do it. Why not? We could do ayahuasca. We could take some toad venom or whatever. Oh, I fart again. 05 shocker or an 06 ego? I would much rather have the ego. Any day of the week. I've never owned an 05 ego, though. I've definitely owned a Shocker. It's hard to say 05. That's like a... That's still SFT, huh? The Shocker SFT. Yeah, just because the SFT... The Shockers are just so unreliable. That, like, I just... Those things sucked. You know, I just want a gun to shoot every time. It's got to shoot every time, you know? And the Shocker... They're just not shooting every time. They grew on cow patties. Yeah, I remember being in Montana looking for mushrooms on cow patties once. Yep. Oh, there ain't no cows around here, though. Is there actually cow shit at the field, though? They actually, like... Is it actually... Do I have this browser open still? Do I have Gaylord Palms? Oh, we do. This is kind of cool, too. They have this big, like, swing thing here. Can't probably see it on here. Ooh, the slingshot. There you go. See these pull? They're like towers, you know, with big swing. And you're like... They, like, pull you back, and you're like... Shoo. Pretty neat. So there's actually, like... Cows in here, though? This one lone house, so it's not a house. This is what I hate about Florida. Look at how much open space there is. It's just, like, crazy. Like, everywhere is, like, so far apart. Like, look at how far apart everything is. It's just crazy. Like, why there's huge swaths of land where there's just, like, nothing. Like, good luck walking anywhere. There's cows there. I never noticed. I mean, I've only gone to World Cup at this location once, though. So, you know, I wouldn't have noticed. Ooh, more open land. I like how they cut all the trees down, though, just for no reason. I know it's all swamp, but that's what sucks about it. I hate how it's everything's just like fucking spread apart. You just got to infill it with dirt. I mean, we did the whole Sacramento Valley. This used to be a swamp. We filled the whole thing in. No more swamp. Although, I don't know if that's good or not. I'm down. Mark, are we taking mushrooms next glow ball? I better not say this. They're going to get mad. It's like when I told them, I was like, I don't know if this was because of me, but I was like, hell yeah, we can go play nightball at Davis and get hammered. Get hella wasted and play nightball. And then, like, 2 days later, they put out an announcement about, like, no drinking. It was funny. I was like, well, I don't know if I wasn't going to do it anyway. I just thought it was funny. The hurricane took the trees. No, they didn't. The hurricane took the trees. Okay, that's not what I thought it was going to look like. It's a little bit more splotchy. I don't know, though. I'm going to go with they cut these fucking things. They just cut them all down. It's probably grazing. You know, it's not like we don't cut the trees down everywhere. It's not like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I've never gotten a DUI. I've never driven drunk either, so there's also that. Glowball. Yeah, Glowball was cool. I really liked it. I really want to, like, I don't know. I want there to be, like, a Glowball field and then, like, a regular lights field, though, so we can, like, kind of, like, mix around and go play Glowball and then go play, like, regular, and then, like, that would be fun to me, so... Hell yeah, Montana. That's where I went to rehab. But I've been to Montana other reasons. Not just for drug rehab. That was a long time ago. What do I think about the 160R? It's great. I mean, there's the 180R. Obviously, there have been various... There have been, you know... Obviously, previous versions, so it's not like the newest version, but yeah, the 160R is still amazing. I would actually prefer the 160R over the 170R because that little air transfer pipe,
I like it. I'll show you why.
We'll just use this pump gun for demonstration. So obviously, they has that little pipe that goes across right here, right? That piece of, like, metal that goes across. But one of the things that I actually find is that when I hold the guns, like, I push my hand in the side of it, and having that little, like, piece right here, it actually, like, makes the gun more stable in my hands. Because I'm, like, it's just another contact point right here. And I noticed that, like, I actually, like, prefer the AT pipe. When it came out, I thought it was stupid, just like everybody else. And it's kind of a wonky design. But I liked it. So I actually think that I would prefer the 160R over the 170R. Just because of that. Because they're essentially the same gun. The 170, they just got rid of the AT pipe. The 180R does shoot a little bit differently, though. But not that much, you know. Hagen tried a field in North Santa Rosa. It died in the late 90s when there was lots of players. I don't know what we're talking about. Hagen. Who Hagen? I know Scott Hagen. Maybe, is that the Hagen we're talking about? Santa Rosa. Isn't there like a field in Santa Rosa? Man, should you start a paintball field? Probably not. Probably not. I mean, paintball fields have always been very hard businesses. It's not like a new thing, you know? It's not like a new thing, you know? I mean, it's just a very hard business. Yeah. Chris Hagen. There you go. Okay, that's another Hagen I know. Fair enough. I didn't think of Chris Hagen. Yeah, back when they played for Cap Factory, they were the first Cap Factory team. Playland's in Petaluma. There you go. That's near Santa Rosa. I get Santa Rosa and Santa Clara just mixed up in my head sometimes. My only thing with Santa Rosa is, I mean, one of the big problems is that, like, it's so expensive. I mean, so, like, for example, we'll go here really fast and I'll show you how big a piece of land is. Capitol Edge Paintball Park. I think my address just showed on there. You all gonna know where I live. Not that it matters really. So this right here is Capitol Edge Paintball Park. Eventually it's gonna freaking load. Maybe. Why is it all freaking blurry and shit? Well, I was going to say, this right here, you can see their property right here. There it is. This whole area, this like perfect square right here. So this is where I was just at. So this is a bigger piece of property, obviously. You don't really need this, but they have, you know, quite a bit of fields, you know. This, there's that. You could put a net there, and this used to be a field. So there's a lot of fields, right? I believe this is like 43 acres or whatever. So to do it well, I mean, you don't need this. You probably, I mean, you could get away with even half of this if you want to put like two airball fields, a parking lot, and maybe another field, like three fields. But, you know, how much does 10 acres in Santa Rosa cost? I don't know, $5 million, you know, some crazy number. So unless you own the property already or can get like a crazy deal, the property is just going to be super expensive. That's really the main reason that a lot of paintball fields have gone away in California. It's just the properties become so expensive. So like Capitol Edge, right? This place was at one point, it's still kind of out in the middle of nowhere, right? I mean, it's still kind of like, this is a nursery, but there's still like, you know, industrial businesses around and stuff like that. But these houses are brand new. You know, these houses have been there a couple years. These ones are new and they're building like more over here. So like this property is getting more and more and more expensive as time goes on. So just getting property is like whoosh, crazy expensive. 150 an acre is not that bad even. It's not that bad even, you know, like I could see it's probably even more. I mean, 150 is not that bad. Because I'm pretty sure that field we were just showing you, I'm pretty sure they were offered more than 150, I believe. I don't 100% know, but I believe they were offered a pretty good amount of money for the property to like close the paintball field down. Which I think they might do at some point, just because that's going to be difficult. You know, someone comes up and you're like, we'll give you, you know, $15 million for your property that you bought like 30 years ago for like a 20 grand or whatever. You know, it's going to be very difficult to do or whatever. McMansion Central, this is California. Everyone's going to have a freaking dumb mansion. Not me. I'm going to have a penthouse in the Upper West Side. All right. Gentlemen, anyone have any like cool questions? Or Gus does. He says, do you love paintball and hate having money in your bank account? Then a paintball field might be for you. Yeah. Yeah, it's just hard. You know, like any business though, opening any real brick and mortar business is a difficult thing. No matter who you are. All right, guys, I guess not. No one has any crazy questions. Come back next time for Paintball Ruined My Life Live. Make sure to like the live stream before you leave. Maybe leave a comment. Maybe check out some of the links in the description. Go to bfpgear.com and scope out the The Lucky 15 mask. I actually really like this. I didn't think I'd like that green, but it looks really cool in person. Here's more JT stuff. They got all kinds of shit there. You know, you can get some goggle frames. They got ears. They even have ProFlex X's still. Look at all these damn frames. I saw a guy at the field with like a UV, like a yellow UV one or whatever. It looked really good. I like these clear. Ooh, we don't need field one discount though. I like these clear, the ice yellow topaz, they call that. Ooh, there's the Lucky Charm one. Yeah, I like this yellow clear. Check them out, BFP Gear. Bring back the tie-dye font paintball ruin my life shirts. Probably not. There's some other stuff in the works, though, that'll happen soon. I gotta focus on that. Wish me luck on fixing my excessive egos tomorrow. Well, good luck. My friend Michael Dufort. Dufort has everything. I bring up Dufort all the time. He gave me all these magazines. I used Dufort's ego in the excessive video. He's got an excessive... He's got, like, every goddamn ego. He has both of them. He has the SL66-1 and the 05. Dufort's awesome. I saw him at the paint. He was out there on Saturday filming for Glowball. I tried to go talk to him two different times. It was just so busy out there. And it's kind of hard to see. I don't know. Yes, Glowball's crazy. Because it's so dark at the field. I'm like, who is that? I'm like, you don't know who anyone is. And like, it's very weird. I'm used to being like, there's a guy, there's a guy, there's a guy, there's a guy. And sometimes I kind of hide at the paintball field so people don't like talk to me. So... Glowball, he didn't have to. Yeah, Paint was a very good... That's probably the second best magazine. Maybe Paint might even be better than Faceful. They were both very good. Both very, very good photos. Ooh, Norway. 67 degrees north of the Arctic Circle. I don't really know what that means. I mean, I know... 67 degrees of latitude. You're pretty close. I think I'm at 40. I think I'm at 39 degrees. Damn, that's cold. I mean, here we're in the United States. You better. Norway, we're going to come take your country if you don't shape up. I don't know. Norway, it's cold. It's really cold here all over the place, too. We're getting Arctic conditions as well. 21 degrees in Louisiana. Damn. I know. I was looking at Florida, dude, and it's supposed to be in, like, Tallahassee in the next couple of days. It's supposed to be, like, 20 degrees in Florida. Like, that is crazy. Crazy. Switch. I know, the famous book. I have access to that, too. We've looked at that on the live stream as well. I'll get that next. Maybe not next live stream, but I'll get that, and we'll look at that, too. Because we've kind of looked at that a little bit. I'll grab that, too. We'll bring that in and look at some stuff. That's a really, really cool book. I really like that. For sure. -9? You know, I'm Norwegian. I think I'm Norwegian. I'm like Norwegian Swedish or some shit like that. My ancestry. We have Evelskivers. Is that a thing? Evelskivers? Help me out, Norwegian. Evelskivers, what are they? Pancakes? They're kind of like little pancakes. Evelskivers. I guess they're Danish. I'm sorry. My bad. We used to have those for... We used to have those for, like, Christmas and stuff all the time. I remember making Ebelskivers. Ebelskivers. They're just little pancakes. They're not like crazy. They were a tradition in my family. They used to be. Not much anymore. All right. Me? Minnesota? Nope. Never been there. I don't know anything about Minnesota. It's just cold. Okay. Well, I'm not from Minnesota either, so. Ooh, there we go, finally. This person's way late. You're probably watching, this person's probably not even watching this. They just commented. The PSP event that snowed was PSP Round Rock in 2006. So it was this tournament we were looking at then. This Texas tournament. Because I was trying to find out when that was, and I couldn't, like, this tournament. It snowed. It's crazy at a paintball tournament. Brad, we have got a roster spot for you. WCPPL Pump. I might go, Mark. I need to play pump first, though. I've never played pump. I've never even shot a pump gun. Or how about that would be the first time I play pump is at the tournament. That's funny. Waiting for Damage Guy to chime in because he might be the only guys here who played it. Oh, for sure. Dan Holiday. I was already done with the PSP by then. I played in 2004 and 2005. And then kind of quit. Boop, boop. All right, guys. I'm going to go. I don't know. It's 6:30. Jesus Christ. I thought it was like 6 o'clock. All right. Go eat. 2006, probably strange. Yeah, probably. Ooh, Thunderstruck. I don't know Thunderstruck. I played D2 for the Rodents and Fusion. Teams nobody knows. Okay, I'm closing the chat so I stop replying. Gentlemen, come back next Monday. We'll have some stuff to do. We'll figure it out. Still reading comments. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your evening. It's probably almost over. If not, or if it is, enjoy the rest of your week. It's only Monday. Stay warm.